This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
UN report on Ukraine slams human rights in East. India's BJP poised for landslide win. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. United Nations monitors say violence by anti-government groups in eastern Ukraine is causing an alarming deterioration of human rights amid a political crisis between Kiev and pro-Russian separatists. UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay said Friday the UN findings also raised deep concern for minorities facing harassment in Crimea, a South Ukraine region that was annexed by Russia in March. Neither Kiev nor its Western allies recognizes the annexation. Russia's foreign ministry on Friday accused the UN of a complete lack of objectivity. It said the report had glaring inconsistencies and double standards and whitewashed what the ministry called the self-proclaimed authorities in Kiev. India's ruling Congress party concedes defeat. Anjana Pasricha has the latest on the India elections.
Less than 2 hours after vote counting began Friday morning, television anchors called the election in favor of the Bharatiya Janata Party-led coalition as it raced ahead of its rival Congress party. The street outside the BJP headquarters in New Delhi resembled a carnival. Jubilant supporters danced, set off firecrackers, and distributed sweets as the BJP got on course to win the largest victory secured by a party in 30 years. The man who will become India's next Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, tweeted, "India has won. Good times ahead." Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
Twin bombings have rocked a busy market area of Nairobi, leaving at least 10 people dead and 70 wounded. Police say two improvised explosive devices were detonated Friday in the market near downtown. They say one of the bombs hit a public minibus. Video from the scene shows badly damaged vehicles and debris and broken glass inside a building. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. Nairobi Police Chief Benson Kabu said at least two people had been detained for questioning. Earlier this week, the United States and Britain issued travel advisories to their citizens in Kenya, warning of potential attacks. In Turkey, the owners of the disaster-hit mine are defending themselves amidst growing criticism. The government, too, is under fire for its handling of the disaster. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The Somma Holding Company, which owns the mine, denied any negligence in Turkey's worst mining accident. At a news conference in Somma, where the disaster happened, Alp Gürkan, head of the company, insisted that the firm is committed to the safety of its miners. Turkish mines are among the most dangerous in the developed world. Many of the nearly 300 killed in Tuesday's disaster are believed to have succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning and suffocation. Public anger over the tragedy is increasingly aimed at the government. That anger is being fueled by an image of a prime minister's aide kicking a protester on the floor who has been held by two paramilitary police. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A fourth round of nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers ended Friday with officials saying no tangible progress was made in the negotiations. At the talks in Vienna, Iranian officials and negotiators from the U.S., France, Germany, Britain, China, and Russia were supposed to draft a plan aimed at scaling back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for easing sanctions on Tehran. Iran's deputy foreign minister told Iranian media the nuclear talks with world powers will continue. No new date has been set for the next round of negotiations. Officials hope to have an agreement in place by July 20th. The situation in Vietnam has calmed down following several days of violent protest against China's decision to put an oil rig in disputed waters of the South China Sea. In a text message sent to millions of cell phone users Friday, the prime minister warned protesters to act within the law while staging demonstrations. The message quoted him as saying, "Bad elements should not be allowed to instigate extremist actions that harm the interest and image of the country." For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. From Washington, Bill Michaels, VOA News.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America. Settle in here on VOA Music Mix and enjoy in the next couple of hours some rare live performances just recently discovered from the 20th and 21st centuries featuring the legendary guitarist Pat Martino. Yes, the man from Philadelphia, Pat Martino, has been at it for decades, making his recording debut back in the 1960s and still going strong even today. I've had a chance to speak with him in various settings over the years, and I'll share some of those conversations with you on this edition of Jazz America and performances that have been captured on two recently released albums of live performances, Young Guns, recorded in the 1960s with the Gene Ludwig Pat Martino Trio, and the album Undeniable, recorded in 2009 at Blues Alley, right in our nation's capital of Washington, D.C., with Pat's own quartet. So get ready to hear some great organ and guitar, quartet and trio work, and Pat Martino leading the band. But first, here's a man who can lead the band anywhere on earth and pack the hall. One of the most famous jazz musicians alive today, without a doubt. And wherever he goes, he does fill the hall and thrill the audience. He's Sonny Rollins, the legendary saxophone colossus. He has a brand new release just out with live performances everywhere from France to Japan to the USA. It's called Road Shows Volume 3. And the man who gave us St. Thomas and a trip to the Caribbean takes us back to that part of the world with a live performance of his song Don't Stop the Carnival, recorded in 2012 in Marseille, France. It's the legendary Sonny Rollins kicking off this edition of VOA's Jazz America with a bang. Thank you.
gotta find a piece of paper. Sit down, got another letter to write. Think hard, got to get the litter just right. There's a ringing on the telephone. Oh no, gotta write a little later. No such thing as tomorrow. Only 1, 2, 3, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. I don't know, only know I gotta go now. No time, gotta get a watch repaired. No time, never got a thing to wear. Hear the ringing of the telephone. No, no, hear the ringing in my head now. No such thing as tomorrow. Only 1, 2, 3, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Tell you what I'm doing today. Will you shut up and get out of my way? Someone asked me what the time is. I don't know. Only know I gotta go now. No time, gotta get a watch repaired. No time, never got a thing to wear. Hear the ringing of the telephone. No, no, hear the ringing in my head now. No such thing as tomorrow. Only 1, 2, 3, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head.
That cool swinging piece of vocal jazz is from a new release called Right About Now by vocalist Brenda Earle Stokes. She was performing the Joe Jackson composition, Got the Time, all about the busy life that so many of us lead with so many demands on our time. And we just need to sit and relax and listen to some jazz every once in a while and just let the cares of the world leave us for a short amount of time at least. I hope that's what you'll do today as you listen to VOA's Jazz America. And Joe Jackson, of course, the famous English rock musician who incorporated lots of jazz in his music over the years. Among them, those songs that you just heard from the new Brenda Earle Stokes release, Right About Now. Good stuff. Okay, I have a riddle for you. How can something be old and new at the same time? Well, the answer to this riddle is, if you've just discovered some 1960s recordings by Pat Martino, Gene Ludwig on the organ, and drummer Randy Gillespie. It's an album called Young Guns, so it's new to the world, and it is also old, since it was recorded in 1968 and 1969 at the Club 118 in Louisville, Kentucky. These tapes are just discovered, and they include a brand new song that's never been released before, a composition by Pat Martino called Colossus. We're going to hear this rare live performance by Pat Martino and this trio after we talk to Pat Martino and ask him about playing live. We're just having a little conversation with Pat Martino here, man, at the International Association for Jazz Education. And I had a chance to see that band do that music and a lot of your other great stuff, too, at the Montreal Jazz Festival in the Spectrum. Do you remember that night at all?
It was fantastic.
Just jumped on that set from the giddy up and didn't stop until you finished, if you know what I'm talking about. That band, tell me about playing with that band live, what you're thinking about when you're on stage. That whole live experience was just magic.
That's something that I can't describe. You can never expect things to happen like that, as magic and as successful in terms of the integration of each of us, and the rapport was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is impossible to categorize as understood. That's what makes it so great and so such an event whenever it happens. You never know when it's going to happen. You know, before you're on stage, you're feeling the stress of it. You're worried whether it's going to happen, all of the little details that are involved in it. And then suddenly the first footstep towards stage, you're no longer even thinking. The mind is neutral.
Mm. Now you're getting to the answer I'm looking for here, see, because we don't get to have this experience. You do, so this is great. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like being in a trance.
Mm.
There is a conscious recognition of a change in the state of mind and body. I don't remember that night. I remember that transition, that moment. That's a significant realization in terms of my own identity and what I'm subject to when I'm outside of that identity. Thank you.
And something just takes over. Indeed. That's his composition, Colossus. Maybe he was thinking about the saxophone colossus, Sonny Rollins, when he wrote that song. That's from the brand new release, recorded, though, in 1968 and 1969. It's called Young Guns. We'll hear more from that later on. Right now, I'm in the mood to hear some flute playing. Here's the late, great Herbie Mann from his album Opalescence. Brazilian flavor to this music. The song entitled Dry Land on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Come on.
Herbie Mann, the great flutist, was one of the first American artists to really turn his attention to Brazil and that rich musical culture there to create improvised music with a Brazilian flavor. With his band, he titled Jaciel Braz. That is a cut from the album Opalescence called Dry Land, Herbie Mann on the flute. I've got more from Pat Martino and some newly discovered live work from him coming up, and more comments from Pat Martino as well. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's one I received not long after we aired the All-Star Global Concert from Osaka, Japan on International Jazz Day here on VOA's Jazz America as part of our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month. And one of the Jazz America listeners who certainly did enjoy it is a longtime Jazz America fan, James Stack of Hunters Hill, New South Wales in Australia. And he wrote, "Russ, Dede Bridgewater scats like Ella, Umo Sangare singing and Bela Flex playing, wonderful. Always like to hear Courtney Pine, Steve Turay, John Schofield, Chris Bowers, a real toe-tapper." And he sent me the link and the information on the All-Star Global webcast live from Osaka, Japan, which aired in Sydney at 8 p.m. his time, and I'm sure he enjoyed it very much. Well, James, I have a little treat for you and maybe a surprise. One of your fellow countrymen, originally from Australia, has established himself in New York City as one of the fine pianists and composers and band leaders around these days. Have you ever heard the name Sean Wayland? Well, he made his name as a very young guy in Australia, then moved to the United States around the turn of the century. And since then, he has been absolutely prolific, putting out a ton of music, and he's been kind enough to advance it to me so that I could listen to it and play some of it for you right now. Here's a cut from his 2003 release with the Sean Wayland Trio called Lurline. The song is entitled Sal. And when he came to America, he started playing with some of the finest players around, among them drummer Jochen Ruckert and the fine bassist Matt Penman. Let's enjoy Australia's Sean Wayland. Just for you, Australian James Stack, listening to VOA's Jazz America.
stars that shine above so bright. The magic of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. You are so exciting. This is so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill through the magic charm of you. Beside me here beneath the blue. Of their faded light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. You are so excited. This is so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charm of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dreams of love is coming true.
Well, I didn't need much more than just the simple mention of the name Ella Fitzgerald in our email from Mr. James Stack in Australia. That's all the suggestion I needed to play some Ella for you. That's some live Ella Fitzgerald with a trio recorded live at the Teatro Sistina in Rome in April of 1958, doing the classic Duke Ellington song, Caravan. Hope you enjoyed that. And now, speaking of live, I hope you'll enjoy as we go back in time once again, this time to 2009, to hear some newly released live recordings from Pat Martino, the great guitarist, once again, this time with his own quartet of Eric Alexander on tenor sax, Tony Monaco on the organ, and Jeff Tane Watts on the drums. Pat Martino coming up to play for us live, recorded at Washington, D.C.'s famous club Blues Alley. But first, let's talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America.
You mentioned Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons. You were playing with them. And you would be playing what would be called by the critics or the historians or whatever, hard bop, I suppose.
Sure.
A certain style that
sure.
came at a certain time in history. And before that, we're talking about working with Jimmy Smith and
sure.
Brother Jack McDuff. And
Don Patterson.
Yeah, the sure. great organ guys. And that thing was such a strong, strong thing, too. After that, we're talking the albums like Starbright and Joyous Lake and the fusion era stuff, if you will, when the rhythms changed, the music became reflective of what was around at that time. So I've talked about three different phases right here in your career. How do you see the phases of your career?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I see all phases cyclically. I see them in a circle, almost like the orbits of our solar system, the planets. And I see them coming around full circle when least expected. I never put a cap on these outlets. I allow them to be what they are and reignite themselves. And it always seemingly is on the basis of social interaction. So, yeah, these are cyclic events that, at least they cause me to reminisce, and there are certain things that are seemingly they're continuance of themselves, you know.
Well, that's really interesting how you leave the book open. It's like you didn't finish the book. You leave it open. You leave it open to the possibility of its spirit returning again. That's just a way to look at it. That's very interesting.
I think that's what jazz really is. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's governed by time. Mm. I don't think it's governed by what currently may be successful marketing mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in terms of package, mm-hmm. in terms of airplay, and in terms of being in concordance mm-hmm. with an overall general hold mm-hmm. In terms of production on in terms of the industries themselves.
Yes.
So the artists, I don't think, are really as subject to that unless they choose to be, personally choose mm-hmm. to be.
Right.
And because of this, it's timeless. Mm-hmm. And it has its own accord with its use. It can be used for anything that others would like to use it for.
Of an obviously very enthusiastic crowd in 2009 in Washington, D.C.'s famous club Blues Alley. That's the Pat Martino Quartet from the album Undeniable and some newly discovered live work, that song entitled Lean Years. Now I want to play for you some of the most inventive big band and Latin jazz I've heard in a long time. It's brand new from Arturo O'Farrell, the son of the famous band leader and composer Chico O'Farrell. Now, Arturo has led his own Afro-Latin jazz orchestra for a number of years, and their latest work is just brilliant. World music, straight-ahead jazz, and Latin jazz all blended together on the music of the album The Offense of the Drum. And from that, let's enjoy Cuarto de Colores on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. brilliant modern big band Latin jazz sound of Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro Latin Jazz Orchestra. More Rare Live, Pat Martino, next hour on Jazz America.